Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of our show, the Cortland Economics Report. Got my friend Lawrence Ralston with me on the line. We're going to talk a little bit about Lawrence's views as to how the re-election of President Obama down here in the United States is going to affect the resource market. I have to say, so far, it's affected it very positively in the sense that gold was up nicely since the election, silver was up nicely since the election, and as a point of fact, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, which I think is the best indicator of the conventional markets, was not up so nicely. What do you think, Lawrence? Is this guy going to do us some good?
Well, he's certainly going to do a lot of good for the gold price.
Yeah.
And silver, and also right across the range of other hard assets. Other resource prices are also going to do very well. And it really comes down to further depreciation in the dollar, as there's no solution in sight to the enormous and rapidly growing debt problem.
Yeah, I know. I agree 100% on that one. It's just, I would have to say that I think that we have a situation in the U.S. anyway where it is what it is. You know, we have a government that is certainly much more liberal leaning than the other side of the aisle, and I'm not saying that's good or bad. I'm just saying that I think that that is, from a societal standpoint, maybe it's good. I don't know, but I have to tell you, from the standpoint of our business, which is the resource sector, I think it's very, very good in the sense that the only way that the United States, in my opinion, is going to be able to keep kicking the can down the road in terms of, you know, the monetary system down here is to continue to print money. And, boy, I got to tell you, I see no solution to that. And as long as they continue to print money, gold's going to do well.
Exactly. And, you know, the only thing that the dollar has going for it at the moment is that the situation in Europe is even worse.
Yeah.
And so many people, you know, look at the dollar against the euro as being the measure of value.
Mm-hmm.
And when the euro is falling slightly more rapidly than the dollar, it looks like the dollar is strong and even gaining in strength. But, you know, when you stand back and look at the big picture,
mm-hmm.
all the major currencies of the world, you know, the pound and the yen, everything is heading in the same direction. And the only way around that is holding non-monetary assets, and best examples being gold and silver.
I agree 100%. I have to say, though, that I know you feel this way because we've known each other for, 25, 30 years, but I got to tell you, I think diversification is very important. Holding gold and silver is certainly, the commodities are certainly important, but I got to tell you, there's nothing wrong with the resource companies, in my opinion, and I particularly like junior explorers because of the leverage they offer.
Absolutely right, and it's not just the leverage, but, you know, over the past year, with the mood in America and in Europe so negative overall, that all of these resource companies have taken a pounding.
Mm-hmm.
And companies trading at cash value or even less than cash value and no credit for good assets. First thing to realize, though, is that there's a lot of companies out there that don't have good assets,
mm-hmm.
and they're still trading well above their fundamental value. So overall, the sector could face further downward pressure. But for those investors that are willing to take the time and effort and sort out the good companies from the bad,
mm-hmm.
everything has been hammered down, but the good companies are rebounding. And I've seen, you know, from the perspective of my newsletter over the past few months here, we just added up today that there's a dozen companies up between 50% and 200%.
Yeah.
Over the last couple of months, because investors are beginning to differentiate between the good companies and the not so good ones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that trend is going to continue. There's discerning investors out there that recognize gold and silver are heading higher in the long term, getting the companies not just leverage to the metal prices, but I see it as you're getting exposure to the hard asset, the gold and silver that these companies have in the ground. But you're also, if you pick the right companies, you get smart management teams that are adding value.
Mm-hmm.
As they advance these projects toward production, as they achieve the various milestones, the value of the deposits increases, the value of the companies increases, and so you've got your money working for you at the same time as you're getting that hard asset currency kind of hedge.
You know, the thing that I find to be particularly interesting right now, and that I think gives all kinds of credibility to where you and I are coming from, is the fact that if you look at the news that's coming out of the Far East, and if you look at the news that's coming out of the Middle East in terms of the growing importance of gold, it's really hard for me to imagine that really gold is going to do anything other than become more and more important. You know, the most recent news that I read on that anyway is the situation with Turkey and Iran and some of the other countries over there, how they are now beginning to actually trade in gold. If I'm not mistaken, we've got countries over there who are buying oil from Iran. They're not paying for that oil in petrodollars, man. They're paying for it in gold.
Well, there's certainly more and more of a trend to realizing that gold is a universal asset.
Mm-hmm.
It's a means of exchange and all the rest of it. So just an anecdote in that regard. When I was in Abu Dhabi a few months ago, in one of the hotels, there was a vending machine that you put in your credit card and you got out various sizes of gold flakes and bars and wafers. And so, absolutely, you know, in many parts of the world, gold is becoming more important. You know, India, for years and years, was the biggest consumer of gold and the sort of quasi-jewelry,
mm-hmm.
which is really, you know, a savings account.
Sure.
But China is now surpassing India as the biggest consumer of gold.
Mm-hmm.
And that's different. It's just massive amount of wealth in the middle class buying gold as jewelry, as purely as a trinket. But at the same time, there's a lot of people in China with a lot of wealth,
mm-hmm.
that are getting nervous about the political situation there, and they want a hard asset and a means that's easily transportable to protect their wealth.
You know, what I find to be really interesting, and this is no disrespect, I guess I should say, to my country, the United States, but for too many years, you know, we've rested on our laurels and we thought we were the prettiest baby in the nursery and the rest of it. And boy, I got to tell you, man, I think that's getting to be less and less the case right now. And I think for financial trends and investment trends, we've got to do what you've been doing for years. And that's, you know, you've got to look at what's happening in the Far East. You've got to look at what's happening in the Middle East. And you've got to kind of take a clue from that.
Absolutely. You know, there are still so many people on this side of the world that don't get it in terms
mm-hmm.
of what's happening over there. There's still China skeptics that think it's a bubble that's about to burst.
Yeah.
And, you know, they talk about the ghost cities and all that kind of thing. But anybody that spent any time over there would not have those kind of thoughts. I mean, when you go there, you can see it. It's real. It's tangible. And there's tens of millions of people moving from the countryside to the city and building infrastructure. The amount of wealth over there is beyond anything that anybody in this part of the world can really comprehend.
You, I don't know, you've been over there, what, dozens of times?
Yeah.
It's interesting, you know, what's happening right now is a great example of why no entity, whether it's a person or a country, you know, can really rest on their laurels. Lawrence, when you're looking at resource companies, what part of the world are you the most interested in right now?
Well, I'm getting more and more concerned about what's happening in many, many different parts of the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Argentina has become a basket case.
Right.
Much of Latin America has become really dicey in terms of, you know, royalties and taxes,
mm-hmm.
and expropriations and all the rest of it. So closer to home, you know, parts of the United States, Nevada, of course, number one anywhere. Alaska is tremendous.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Canada.
Sure.
You know, Ontario, Quebec as being long areas of long mining history, and British Columbia. And I have to say, you know, there's people concerned about, you know, a left-leaning government coming back to power in BC, but I don't see that as a problem. You know, any government in this province or in anywhere, really in the developed world, is way more concerned about jobs at this time
mm-hmm.
in the economic cycle than they are about political ideologies.
Yeah.
But that perception is creating some outstanding investment opportunities.
I agree.
As these things are way over discounted.
Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, November 9th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,730.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,772.96, $886.48 for a half ounce, or $443.24 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,772.96, $886.48, and $443.24.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're in the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Corlin, appreciate you joining me. I've got a new guest on the line with me right now, Bix Weir. I met Bix at the GATA conference, maybe 8 or 9 years ago back in Washington, D.C. Renewed the friendship back at the Silver Summit in Spokane here just a couple of weeks ago. Vix was part of a panel that I had the privilege of moderating. He's a very bright guy, very interesting guy. He's a banker. He is very much in the camp of Crazy Murph, and you know who I'm talking about there. I say that lovingly, and everybody knows that. I happen to have nothing but respect and friendship for Bill Murphy, Chris Powell, and the rest of the guys at GATA. And Vix is very much in their camp. Vix, thanks for coming on. I appreciate it, buddy.
Hey, sure, Al. It's good to be here.
How long have you been involved with these guys?
With GATA and the fight against the manipulation,
It's
probably year 2000 is when I started. And you know, they thought we were crazy back then. Now that GATA's kind of mainstream.
Well, GATA is becoming more and more mainstream. I know that the majority of our listeners, not all, but the majority of our listeners are pretty convinced that price manipulation in the area of gold and silver, you know, exists to an extent. You know, and the extent varies anywhere from some people who say in a minor sense all the way to some of our listeners who are very vocal about they feel that it exists in a very, very large sense. You know, I guess the interesting question that I would have is, your favorite guy, President Obama, and I believe I'm saying that tongue-in-cheek, just got reelected. The price of gold went up, and it didn't go up logarithmically, but it did go up. And, I would have thought that was something that perhaps folks would have wanted not to happen. Any comments on that?
If you look at the manipulation of gold and silver and how it's done, and you dig into the numbers and the computer-driven trades and the derivatives used, they can put the price anywhere they want, really. And yeah, they're gonna let it go up a little bit or down a little bit based on what the news is, you know, the headline news.
Mm-hmm.
But in actuality, it's the times of stress that they really hold the price down. And it's the times that everybody's bored, they let it loose. So,
yeah.
You know, nothing surprises me as far as if gold or silver go up or down.
No, it kind of doesn't surprise me either. I have to say, though, you know, we changed the whole focus of this radio program back in about 2001, 2002. I got to tell you, man, I'm getting old and I forget the dates. But we changed the focus of the program to asset-based investing. Gold was trading at $254 an ounce. Well, today it's, you know, over $1,700. So the rest is history. That was a pretty good call. But to me, it was very, very obvious back in those days that gold wouldn't do anything and silver wouldn't do anything but go up in price, you know. And as I disclose on the show, virtually ad nauseum, you know, my wife and I have put our money where our collective mouths are. I mean, we're very definitely in that sector. And boy, over the past 10, 12 years, it's been very, very good to us.
And you really don't need to believe in the manipulation to see why gold and silver should go up. You
mm-hmm.
know, there's all the basic fundamentals that are in line, you know, with the depreciation of the currency, all kinds of things, supply and demand.
Yeah.
But the reality is, you know, when you tack on the manipulation and the end of that manipulation is when you get to see, you know, where it has the potential of going.
What do you think that potential is, Bix?
You know, truthfully, it is unlimited.
Yeah.
You know, ultimately, every unbacked currency has failed, and, you know, the U.S. dollar will fail as well. We just don't know, you know, what day and what
mm-hmm.
time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was Buffett who said that, don't tell me what to buy, tell me when to buy it.
Yeah.
That's, you know, we've done well over the past, you know, 12 years or so in gold and silver, and we'll continue to do well. But I do think that with the work of GATA and the work of exposing the obvious manipulation, how it works, how they're doing it, it's important, and it's brought us this far, which is great.
No, I would have to agree with that. It has brought us this far. You know, it's interesting how much effort and time and thought Bill and Chris and the other folks at GATA have put into this thing. You know, and I'd have to say, in terms of visibility, they've certainly succeeded in terms of, you know, bringing this issue to the forefront, and I commend them for that. You know, I got an interesting comment from a listener, Bix, earlier today, and that the comment is, I understand that within the banking system, gold is going to become a tier one asset, and my guess is that probably will drive the price of gold down a little bit. My response was, I think if gold does become a tier one asset for the bank, you know, for the commercial banks, I think that the floor pretty much is the price that where it is right now. I don't see a whole lot of room for upward movement, however, you know, if that happens. Any comments on that?
I don't see it meaning all that much, truthfully, because
don't you? Yeah.
If you look at the volumes traded on the LBMA,
mm-hmm.
It's completely ridiculous how much supposed physical gold and physical silver is traded every day on that exchange. So,
right.
You know, how the price is determined is more is more dependent upon the derivatives of gold and silver that are traded every day on the COMEX and the LBMA. You know, the world is awash with gold and silver derivatives now, and ultimately it will be. It will be the real stuff, but it's not getting priced right now.
How do you feel about investing in gold and silver, you know, through the ETFs?
I'm all in the 100% in the camp of if you don't have physical possession of your metal, there are layers of risk between you and that metal. And, you know, the reason the whole gold is as a security for things bad happening, you know, one of the reasons. And if bad things happen, a lot of third parties will go down, and there's so many layers between you and your stock brokerage and the holder of the ETF and the security guard standing in front of the in front of the vault. It just never ends. So I recommend purely hanging on to the physical metal in your own possession.
Well, I got to tell you, I agree 100%. You know, I think that people who are into purchasing gold and silver for short-term trading or whatever, you know, I mean, an ETF is probably an effective way to do that. But I got to tell you, man, we being my wife and I, do not buy gold and silver to make short-term profits. I think you can do a lot better in terms of the resource sector, you know, the stocks involved in the resource sector because of the leverage. You know, I think if you're going to trade something like gold or silver, man, you really better know what you're doing, don't you think?
You either have to know what you're doing or be clued in as to where, you know, the guys who manipulate the price are going to put it.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a very good point. And, you know, it's really interesting how much money, given the fact that, you know, you're in the camp that, you know, the price of gold and silver is pegged by external sources other than supply and demand. It's really, really interesting how much money those in that circle, you know, those who possibly are playing in that circle, how much money they can make off of people like us.
It is amazing, and it's sad when you think about it, but you know, if you've studied it long enough, you can ride out the ups and downs and know, you know, when the banking cabal will come in and slam the price, and all you got, it's really easy. Just get physical and hang on to it with all your might, and that's, you know, over the years, that's been the best strategy.
No, I agree. I agree 100% with you on that one. We personally buy physical, not for any reason other than, you know, if something does happen, if it does hit the fan, so to speak, I believe I'm going to have something. As my grandparents' personal experience, that's how they got out of communist China. They had gold and silver, and let me tell you, that worked wonders back in 1949. Vix, it's been great to have you on the program. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want more information, go to roadtoruta.com. We've got a banner on our website. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you're able to absorb amino acids, and the less you're able to repair the 75 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easy to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
What do you guys think of that election, huh? Well, as you can tell, we're going to be talking an awful lot about that one in some daily editorials today and probably into the future. Having said that, here's a really little good business I want you guys to learn more about. Not investment advice, by the way, and I am a shareholder in this company, so I'm far, far from being unbiased. Formation Metals, you know, when I was over at the Silver Summit speaking over there in Spokane, Rick Hunsinger, one of the founders of Formation, was over there and we had a chance to chat. They were over there primarily because they wanted to make more people in the mining industry aware of the services that their facility just outside of Kellogg, the refinery, offered. And apparently they're doing really well over there. You know, kind of on a personal note, Rick invited me to go through the refinery, oh gosh, 5 or 6 years ago. It's really been some time, but it was before it had reopened, and Kathy and I on our way to go over and visit staff over in Missoula. Went through the refinery. I was very, very impressed. I've since then been through there twice. It's a very, very little interesting little business that they've got right there. Rick, tell us about it some more, will you?
Yeah, sure, Al. It was, by the way, it was good to see you at the summit there again. There's a lot of interesting people there.
Yeah.
It was a big love-in for silver, which I thought was pretty good, and
sure.
I think the lineup was quite excellent with the speakers and Roger Wiegand, and
yep.
Of course Eric Sprott was there, and John
mm-hmm.
Kaiser, and David Morgan, and of course yourself.
Yep.
So we really got a lot out of it, so we'll certainly be making a presence there moving forward.
Sure.
Yeah, the reason we went was, well, actually, twofold. We just want to let people know that we're not just a cobalt company. We have a refinery that is slated to produce high-purity cobalt out of our cobalt deposit in Idaho, just outside of Salmon. But more importantly, with respect to the silver bugs out there, is we also, the refinery has an operating precious metal division, which is up and running.
Mm-hmm.
We do produce bullion for our clients, primarily Mexican silver producers, and typically we take in a doré, an impure form of the silver, which is typically 95% silver and 2% gold and 2% zinc and 1% lead, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
We turn it around and we toll it typically. We have an inventory on hand that we toll and we give them back high purity bullion.
Yeah.
So that's been an ongoing business. It's, it doesn't make us a ton of money, Al, but it pays for itself. We bring in anywhere from $1 to $2.5 million a year, which pays the bills at the refinery and whatnot.
Sure.
It helps for sure. And more importantly, what it does is it's allowed us to have a decent staff there on hand, you know, right from the human resources director down to the manager to the guy on the floor in the forklift. So it's been a successful operating business and it is expanding, and we're always looking for new clients. So where do you go to look for new clients for silver refining? You go to the Silver Summit. So that's one of the reasons we were there. The other reason, of course, is there's a lot of shareholders that were walking around looking for new opportunities and whatnot, and a lot of people out there know us as a cobalt company and don't realize that we do offer these services. So, hey, if you're a silver bug and you like silver and you like silver refining, have a second look at Formation Metals, and you get a cobalt project for free. So,
well, you get a cobalt project for free, but I think what's really important is, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you guys are the major refiner in the state, aren't you?
Well, actually, in pretty much all of North America, as far as being capable of what we're doing, and this is, I'm glad you touched on that, because we made an announcement in the spring. There's a couple of the reasons we were at that summit was to let people in the industry know two things. One, we were accepted as good delivery on the COMEX, which is a big deal for us. It took 5 years of umpiring and producing a consistently high purity 395 or 495 quality product to get that listing. I remember talking to David Morgan at the summit, and his eyes kind of lit up when I mentioned mm-hmm. that we were good delivery on COMEX. So, and he knows silver. So that was kind of a good thing to let our clients know that we can produce a material that's very liquid and tradable and futures tradable and all that and accepted worldwide. The second reason is that also in the spring, we announced that we were starting up a new business, and that new business was to process not just doré, but also silver concentrates. Mm-hmm. And this is a big deal for the Valley because they do not have a local source to process their silver concentrate. Most of the silver producers in the Silver Valley of Northern Idaho, well, all of them, are shipping their concentrates out of the Silver Valley, sometimes thousands of miles away. And here we are right, you know, within a mile or two of most of them. So we started to take on some material locally, and there's a few kinks to work out. There's always some commissioning and startup issues, and not just with ourselves, but also with some of the miners there that are working on restarting some of these other mines and that sort of thing. So it's going to take a little while to get it up and running to profitability, but right now it's we are accepting material, and the material that we do get, we can turn it around for our clients and customers, and we can produce it at a profit right now. So those are the reasons we were there, and it is an exciting thing. We can handle certain materials that are unacceptable to other refiners,
sure.
In particular high antimony and high arsenic and these sort of things. There's mm-hmm. refineries that just simply can't handle that kind of material, and we are a zero discharge refinery, meaning that we can produce a material that is basically meets all the TCLIP requirements. It's an EPA requirement. It's non-toxic, and we don't discharge any water into any tailings ponds or anything like that. So we can handle a lot of material that others can't, and we're kind of a new kid in the block right there right now, but we just want to get the word out.
Well, I'll tell you, given the fact that you are certainly the major refiner in the state of Idaho, and then you go on to say one of the more important refiners in the United States, I see a very, very interesting direction here, Rick, that the company is going in.
Well, yes, and we're pretty excited about it. It's something that we have been working on for quite a while. It is kind of tied in with the cobalt project, because some of the engineering optimization studies that we did concluded that we should procure an independent, separate hydrometallurgical piece of equipment, which is basically just a big pressure cooker, to handle the cobalt material and not use the existing ones in the refinery, which were already getting retrofitted and pressure tested and x-rayed and everything else. So that freed up those autoclaves inside the existing facility, which allowed us to use them now, excuse me, for actually processing local concentrates. For us, it's exciting, and for our shareholders, too. They haven't seen it yet reflected in the financial statements, but we're hoping to be able to do that moving forward, is the profitability side of it. It's, you can make a lot more money processing concentrate than you can just tolling Dore. So it's almost like signing up a new mine. It's we'll have to see how things work out moving forward, but yes, we're certainly excited about it.
Okay, last but not least, progress on what's going on down in southern Idaho.
We actually just put out a video in the last couple of weeks about an update on what's going on with our at the mine site. It's an update to the original video that was produced in July. You can see that. There's a link on our website under the presentation section under investor info, or you can look us up on YouTube.
Or you can look us up on the Corlan Economics Report. We've got all that stuff on our site as of Wednesday morning.
That's exactly right. Yep, up on your site as well. Also, there's actually two update videos. One is on the Cobalt Project mine site construction update, and that's already seems to be pretty popular. It's gotten almost 700 views by now.
Great.
And just today, about an hour ago, we posted another one, which is the refinery video update, which pertains a little bit more to what we've just been discussing about this new business. And that's been up there for an hour, and there's already 75 views. So people seem to be interested in what we're doing and trying to keep our shareholders as up to date as possible. But
well, I'm here to tell you, my friend, I have known your company for as long as you have. You and I just have gotten to know each other in the last couple of years. But, I remember I used to occasionally have a beer with Scott and Marianne when they first started the company back in those days, if I'm not mistaken. It was called Formation Capital. And I'll tell you, I've never met two and now three more hardworking people in my life, and I really respect you guys for what you're doing. It's a pleasure to be a part of the deal. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, Big Al owns stock in this company, so this is not investment advice. Actually, it's not investment advice because I'm not a registered investment advisor, but take a look at those videos. See what you think. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We just had a terrible storm in the east, but we are all still in the eye of the perfect storm.
We have the most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and what about the presidential election? This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. eFoods Direct is preparing for the shortages, and you had better do the same. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. You know that eFoods is the best tasting and safest food on the planet. We all need a bunch of storable and usable food from eFoods Direct. None of us wants to be standing in a bread line trading our freedom for food. Anyone who doesn't take control of their uncertain future has to be just a little bit nuts. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. How will you bet your life? Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late?
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix. Life's getting better.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to the final segment of the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report. Time out. Cornell, appreciate you joining me. Save the best for last in this particular case. Don't laugh, Rule. Got Rick Rule on the line with me. I have known Rick for probably about 20 years. He's one of the most successful guys in our industry. There's no question about that. A really, really good guy. I have to say, also in the interest of full disclosure, because we want to be as transparent as possible on this particular program, I have recently opened up an account with Rick, and he and his colleagues are now handling a portion of our defined benefit pension plan. It's not an advertisement. That is simply stating a fact. You guys need to be aware of everything that Big Al is doing. How you doing, Rick? How's everything down in California? It's colder than hell up here.
Well, I won't make you feel envious about that, Al. And thank you for the business. We appreciate it. In fact, I'm embarrassed to say you and I have known each other closer to 25 years, but, you know, who cares? 5 years among friends.
I had hair back in those days. We had an interesting election, you know, culminating about 11 o'clock West Coast time last Tuesday. The president was reelected. I kind of feel like that was almost a mandate. It's a mandate for a course of action that I personally don't believe in, but I think the majority of the country certainly said we like entitlements, we like big government, et cetera, et cetera. How do you feel about that?
I agree with most of your assessment, Al. I'm not, as you know, either a Democrat or a Republican personally, and I'm not certain that either party was for smaller government. But I think the mandate, I think what the electorate spoke to, certainly in the exit polls, was, as an example, war on the 1%, which is a different way of saying war on producers, the politics of envy, class warfare, that type of thing. You know that the only sort of mainstream politician that's ever made any sense to me in my entire lifetime is your friend and mine, Ron Paul, who was nominally Republican but was really a libertarian at heart. I have to say I would have been disappointed with either mainstream outcome in this particular election, but your description of the discourse, I think, was sadly accurate. In fact, here at Sprott, we're, I think, going to have some very, very nice polo-type shirts printed up voicing our opinion, which will say, Sprott, proudly serving the 1% and those who aspire for 30 years, and see what happens.
You know, the thing that I don't understand about the direction our country is going, Rick, is, you know, I didn't know you back in the days when you worked at a restaurant in Vancouver, B.C., and you didn't know me back in the days when I rode a motorcycle and I had hair down on my shoulders. But the fact of the matter is, you know, we both kind of made up our minds at one time in our life that we were going to turn this thing around and make something out of ourselves. And you certainly have. And, you know, I find it to be incredible that our thoughts and our aspirations of those days aren't shared by everybody in the United States today. But you know what, my friend? They're not.
I hear a lot of criticism myself of younger people today, and my experience with younger people, my immediate experience, is very different. Here at Sprott, as an example, on both sides of the border, we probably have 30 reasonably high-level people below the ages of 35. And when I compare them to where I was at age 30, I'm astonished at how spectacular they are. I also very recently mentored a group of Loyola University students at New Orleans in conjunction with the New Orleans Investment Conference. Absolutely high-quality people. But I think what happens is that your view of the world is constrained by your immediate community. And my immediate community is fantastic. I have no explanation for the way the rest of the country votes.
You know, I have to say I agree with you 100%. My immediate community is pretty darn good also. Let's talk about those immediate communities. You know, you and I are very, very actively involved on a daily basis in terms of the resource sector of the stock market, in terms of precious metals, etc. I view the election, as do most of the other guests on this particular program, along with our listeners, I personally view the results of the election, Rick, as being incredibly bullish for the resource sector. What do you think?
I think you're right, Al. Bad for the country, good for me. At Sprott, you know, we manage about $10 billion, $4 billion of which is in the bullion side. I expect that our bullion trade and our equity trades will do very, very, very well. I feel bad about what will happen for investors who don't understand these, as an example, low interest rates or this quantitative easing, this fancy word for counterfeiting, for what it is. I, however, don't have any obligation to them. I don't work for them. I work for my clients, just as you work for your listeners. And the fact is that some good comes out of every bad situation. And I don't want to say I'm afraid, but I have a sense that the good that will fall out of this situation will fall disproportionately on me, which I guess in a whole series of outcomes isn't the worst that I could expect.
I mean, you know, on a serious note, of course, it's not the worst thing that you can wish for. But, you know, on another serious note, I think that the direction, Rick, that our country is going in is very, very definitely negative. And I have to tell you, I got in some very, very heated discussions a month or so prior to the election with liberal friends of mine who felt that where we're going is exactly the right place to go. There's nothing to fear about big government. Quantitative easing is working just fine. It makes all the sense in the world. I mean, that was my reaction. You know what my reaction was? Can you fill up this wine glass again for me? I mean, I got to tell you, you know, to me, that's very misguided thinking, Rick.
I agree. If I had access to a sort of a wish list, if I could conjure up a genie, many of the things that your liberal friends are trying to cause to occur, I would agree with. The difficulty is that I still remember third grade math. And I don't understand how you add a column of negative numbers and get a positive. The problem that my conservative friends have and my liberal friends have, the problem that my friends have that believe in big government, is that it seems to me that they failed in math, Al. If you take just at the federal government level, the on-balance sheet liabilities in the range of $17 trillion, by the way, that's 17 followed by 12 zeros. And then you take the off-balance sheet liabilities, variously estimated at between $65 trillion and $100 trillion, and you look at the federal deficit of at least $1 trillion a year, $500 billion of which is borrowed and $500 billion of which is counterfeited, it is very, very difficult for me to understand how we dig ourselves out of this mess. You and I, as early physics students, would have thought that if you had dug your way into a very, very, very deep hole, the right way to get out of it is to stop digging and start climbing. But what the people who believe in big government seem not to understand is that these obligations are real. And it's, to me, it seems very, very problematic.
You know, I heard a bigger number today. The number that I heard was that the debt was looking to go very quickly up to around $22-23 trillion. How can anybody in their right mind think that that's going to work?
When I listened to the candidates in the debates, and by the way, if you ever wanted to confirm yourself as a gold bug, all you had to do was listen to the debates, I think. But if you listen to the candidates in the debate, there were personalized anecdotes. There were stories. There were feelings. There was no math. And that was very difficult for me. If I did believe in government, what I would hope for is a president and political leadership that would lead as opposed to govern. I would look for, as an example, a speech like Obama gave the first time he was running, where he spoke on race early in his first run, where he got in trouble as a consequence of the vitriolic racism of his pastor. I thought that he gave a speech on race that was truly an example of leadership. And while it wasn't sufficient to get me to vote for him, I admired him for that speech. That's just about the last speech that he gave that I think showed any particular leadership, which didn't distinguish him, by the way, from his opponent. But the difficulty I have with the discussion that we're having is that there doesn't seem to be any leadership, and there seems to be a studious ignorance of the facts in an attempt, I would suspect, to get control of enough power to deliver benefits to constituents. Hard to say, but it's true.
And ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed the show this weekend. Wrapped it up with Rick Rule.
Al, thank you, as always.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills. Excalibur food dehydrators. Hattler reusable canning lids. Sun Oven solar cookers. EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics. And don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter. All from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.